Bhajan Rahasya, October 24th, 2010. And we're talking about Adi Ruta Mahabhav. We talked about Ruta Mahabhav and now Adi Ruta Mahabhav. And this is, there's meeting and separation, Viparlamba and Sambhog. So this is meeting. Modan, Adi Ruta Mahabhav. So this particular state, in other words, these, what we're describing is states of consciousness. These are particular levels of feelings and sentiments which rise in the gopis when they're with Krishna. And these feelings and sentiments which arise in their heart due to different situations are unique to them alone. So they're called Mahabhav. And there's different types of Mahabhav. And with these sentiments and feelings and bhavas, they offer these bhavas and they become the personification. They become non-different from these Mahabhavas. Their mind becomes Mahabhav, their bodies, everything. And then they offer that totality of themselves to Krishna for his satisfaction, his pleasure. He enjoys and relishes the feelings, the sentiments. His love is not something tangible. Love is not weighable, measurable. Love is a feeling. I feel she loves me. I feel he loves me. It's a feeling, love. It's above, for the lack of a better word, we say love, sentiments, feelings, but these, it says Mahabhav because Bhav means feelings and Maha means great or big or lots of, extraordinary. So there's feelings when you're with the beloved, there's feelings when you're separated from the beloved. Feelings are part of our very existence. We're feeling entities, sentient beings. So this modan, this occurs when sattvic bhavas attain a special heightened charm in both Radha and Krishna when they meet. Mahabhav is found only in Radha's group and of gopis because it arises from the sweetness of her heart, madhusneha, which is not found outside of Radha's group. Modan, Adi Ruta Mahabhav, develops into Mohan, which means bewilderment, when Radharani is separated from Krishna. And at that time, the sattvic bhavas within the heart and mind and body, they accelerate and increase to an even higher level, which is called Sudipta. Radharani is the only ashraya or shelter of Mahabhav, which she regularly displays. Now there's two characteristics. These characteristics of this Adi Ruta Mohan Mahabhav, which again occurs when Krishna and Radharani are separated. Here's an example. One of the characteristics is that Krishna faints. Fainting is one of the sattvic bhavas. Sattvic means, bhavas means feelings and expressions. Sattvic bhavas are the bodily expressions of the rise of intense emotions in the heart and mind of the lover and beloved. So there's eight of them, ashta sattvic bhavas. Ashru, we said crying, perspiring, trembling, choking of voice, hair standing on end, becoming, losing color, becoming very red-faced, or becoming very white, or very pale, fainting. So this fainting is one of the symptoms of sattvic bhav, expressions. So generally when one gets bad news, they faint. You must have seen movies or had the personal experience. In other words, the person's heart and mind and senses, which are so interrelated, our mind, heart, and senses, which senses, indriya, which means our body, they're so interconnected that and so much rush of emotions and sentiments enters into the heart and is spread through the mind and body, that the body, everything short circuits, ceases to function in a coordinated way. So one faints. They can't keep their eyes open, they can't stay conscious. Appears like they're dead. Someone is talking and they're speaking to you, and then someone rushes, oh, do you know what happened? Your father just got murdered on the street. Huh? That's very bad news. And then the person, it's an overload, it's a circuit overload. Electricity, too much electricity comes into some circuit and a fuse blows, or it's called overload. So we are also electrical entities. There's so many nerve endings and so many impulses and synapses and all these things. We have a whole electrical system in our body also. And it fires and doesn't fire. So this is an emotional overload. The brain and heart, the heart and mind become taxed. They can't deal with... So generally in our material world, such experiences of fainting, they usually happen in rather negative circumstances. And when bad news falls upon our ears... But in the kingdom of love, in the kingdom of divine play, Krishna's playland of Vrindavan, fainting is an expression of the greatest joy and ecstasy. Mahabhav. It's a characteristic. Krishna faints in this. Mahabhav means the greatest extent of love, prema, then it goes to sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, then rudabhav and adirudabhav and modan and madan and mohan. And that greatest experience of love and divine ecstasy, this is what happens. And so it's a positive thing. It's an experience of love. It's an experience of the supreme love. Krishna faints. When does he faint? What are the circumstances? Radha's, because we said Radharani is the ashraya. She is a shelter of this mohan adiruddha mahabhav. Radha's mohan adiruddha mahabhav makes Krishna faint, even in the embrace of his consort. Rupa Goswami Pad says in Ujjal Nilamani 133, consort means wife or girlfriend, means a female companion, consort. One day in Dwarka, Krishna is with his queens, who were also his consorts. He was lovingly embracing Rukmini, his first queen. Meanwhile, thousands and thousands of kilometers away in Vrindavan, in Uddhav Kyari or somewhere out in the fields or somewhere in Vrindavan, Barsana or Nandagram, somewhere, Radharani became overwhelmed in separation from Krishna, and she entered into a deep state of what is called Mohan Adiruddha Mahabhav. She's in separation, but so much strong feelings. And when Radharani entered into this state of this Mohan Adiruddha Mahabhav, this had an immediate effect on Krishna, who was thousands of miles away in Dwarka, residing in his island palace of Dwarka. At that time, although Here on this side, we have the, if you're doing it in a film, on one side you have Radharani lying there, all disheveled clothes, and lying on the ground under some tamal tree, and overwhelmed in Mahabhav. Then the next scene is Krishna lying he's in a royal bedroom with all so many wonderful things and opulent furniture and canopy bed with strings of pearls hanging on it and silk canopy and a gold frame on the bed and beautiful mattress as soft as floating clouds, and the gold frame of the bed is imbued with all kinds of diamonds and jewels, and it's the most opulent and amazing place you could imagine. The palace, the royal bedroom of the king of Dwarka, Dwarkanath. So that's the contrast on one side, and all perfume and incense in the air and fine music and all the wonderful romantic arrangements for the satisfaction and pleasure of Rukmini and Krishna. So he's lying there embracing his wife. Now then the camera fades out, and the thing, and the music changes from, you know, romantic music and all kinds of bilap and sad ragas, and then we find Radharani. She's lying on a brajaraj, and some brajaraj on her face, and perspiration on her face, and tears coming down her eyes, and her hair is just. Her braid is like, the veini is like this, and some gopi has a lotus leaf. She has one lotus leaf from a lotus flower, and she has some pot next to her, and she's dipping it in the pot of water, and then she's shaking it, then fanning Radharani. And then they're speaking, Radharani, Radharani. And she's fainted, overwhelmed, missing Krishna so much. So much pathos and so much sadness and sorrow, and then when Krishna, he's way far away in Dwarkadesh, and immediately in his heart he feels this heart of Radharani, and then suddenly Krishna fondly remembers his amorous affairs with Radharani in Braja's Kali Kunjas besides the Yamuna, and then he faints in the arms of Rukmini. It's an amazingly beautiful and inconceivably sweet, romantic, and obviously confidential scene and setting, which our Srila Rupa Goswami Pad describes in Ujjvala Nilamani 133. Like Prabhupada said, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a graduate study. Well, let's say, I think he said postgraduate study. The Gita is the graduate study would be the Bhagavatam, and the undergraduate study would be the Bhagavad Gita and other supporting literatures. So we have the undergraduate study would be let's just say Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is the graduate study, and the postgraduate study is Ujjvala Nilamani, which is given by the same author. So generally, one who's interested in higher studies, he goes on to leave high school and go to college and get a degree, a bachelor's degree, then a master's, and maybe a PhD if he's quite a serious person. So every student of bhakti should be so serious and so sincere to not want to settle for a high school diploma. Because it's very hard with a high school diploma to get a job in the spiritual world. So Rupa Goswami is he's our Abhideya Acharya, and he's teaching the pathway. Rupa Goswami is teaching the pathway and the means and the method to attain Krishna Prem. And the Prem Seva of Radha Govinda and the Kali Kunjas of Vrindavan. And this is our birthright. We've taken birth. Diksha, initiation, means beginning. Birth means beginning. Birth in this body means beginning of the soul's internment in this body. So Diksha means the beginning of spiritual life. This is Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Gurupada Shraya is the first of 64 limbs of devotion. Gurupada, take shelter of Guru. Then it says Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Beginning with Diksha, which is birth or beginning or initiation. Then comes Shiksha, and then Bhajan, Saru. Then there's Vishram. Vishram Bena Gurur Seva, and then Saru Vart Manu Vartate, 3 and 4 of 64 limbs of devotion. So the third one is to serve the Guru, Vishramba, Vishramba. V means without, or you can say means intense feelings. There's different meanings of the word. Generally, it's told it with intense intimacy, feelings, and love. Prabhupada translates, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Nectar Devotion, with faith and confidence. Of course, love implies faith, and love implies confidence. If you love someone, you hope they're faithful, and you have faith in them, and you're confident that they're true to you, and attached to you, and dedicated to you, and not two or three other men, or two or three other women. And that, so pure love, or true love, brings along with it faith and confidence. So this is, and then the fourth one is Sadhavart Manavartate. So who are the sadhus we're following? Well, the primary sadhu we're following is, because we're Rupa Anuga, Anugati. Agati means the path, the destination, the way, the goal. Anu means to follow step by step, Anugati. Rupa Anuga. We're following Rupa Goswami. How? By studying his books. How? By trying to mold our life the way he molded his sadhaka life and his sadhaka rupa. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natabi Kalava Sani Krito Nidra Hara Vihara Kari Vijato Chatyanta Dinacheo. The life, sadhaka life of Rupa is a sadhaka life of, it should be our Rupa, our Bhakta Rupa. Our sadhaka Rupa means this form, that this Kalevaram, this form that we're in, this material tabernacle, should be shaped according to the teachings. The teachings and the life's example and teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. And all the acharyas in our line of devotion are also exemplars of Rupa Goswami. Their life, their habits, their attitudes, their teaching. Prabhupada was like Rupa Goswami. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was like Rupa Goswami. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was like Rupa Goswami. So then the question is, are we like Rupa Goswami? Well, let's say we're wannabe. I'm a wannabe. We're trying to be. Or I wish I could. Or maybe next time. Better luck next time. So this is a characteristic of Adirudha Mohan Bhav or Mohan Mahabhav, that See the power, the prabhav, the influence of Radharani's love. That's pretty powerful. When you enter such a deep state of attachment, you're missing your beloved so intensely and so deeply, and feeling such immense separation in your mind and heart, that you're just vibrating. The vibration of your heart is so powerful that it's extending beyond countries. Because India was previously many countries, the country of Jarasandha's country and this king and that king. So there was many, many countries within the one larger landmass of subcontinent. So the vibration of Radharani's heart, her Mohan Madanaki Mahava, Mohan Bhav, is expanding so far that when it swept all the way across India, all the way to the west coast, across the ocean to Dwarka, and then Krishna's. Usually when one is in such a confidential and a sweetly intimate scene with one's wife or consort, he can't feel anything but the presence of the immediate person he's with. The sensations he's experiencing in their association within himself, or the vibration and sensation of the other person's body that he's with. If he's actually quite a sensitive person, you can feel your body and the body of the person you're with. Or even enter their feelings or enter their heart. But to go across countries and thousands of miles and enter into someone's heart, Krishna's with Rukmini, and then all of a sudden, He faints, and it appears that he had a heart attack. Krishna didn't faint or die because of that. It was intense love. So he fainted. Mahabhav. So that's, and only Radharani has such power. The power of Radharani's love. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Vrindavan Bihari Lala Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharana Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai, Jai Shri Radhe. Second characteristic of Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhav. Unbearable suffering for the happiness of Krishna. Nothing could be more unbearable to Radha than separation from Krishna. Nevertheless, the only message that Radhika sends to Mathura through Uddhava, Uddhava came to Vrindavan with a message from Krishna in Mathura. The gopis were experiencing what is called Mathura Viraha. Means a separation from Krishna when he went to Mathura and left them literally in the dust. I have a phrase like this, I left him in the dust. Slang American, I left him in the dust. Usually when you're in your car and having a race and you go so fast and the guy's in your smoke in the back of your car and your car tires are going like this. I left him in the dust. You know, I went so fast. So the gopis fell on the ground when Akura whisked away Krishna on that fateful day in February. It was right before Shivratri. It's right before, a couple of days before Shivratri. I think it was around February, March time. And the gopis collapsed on the spot. They couldn't move. They never again went inside their palaces. They never even changed their clothes. They didn't change their clothes for 50. They didn't even change their clothes. And they didn't wash their clothes. And 50 years later, Krishna went to Kurukshetra. And the gopis went to meet him. Why didn't they wash their clothes? Why didn't they change their clothes? Because those clothes that they were wearing, there was two things mixed in those clothes. One, the most important thing in those clothes was the fragrance of Krishna's body. And the second thing mixed in the clothes was all the fragrance of the tears that they cried on that fateful day. The fragrance of those tears that they cried when Akura took Krishna to Mathura. That was mixed in the clothes. So the combination of the gopis' intense tears and the fragrance of Krishna's body was keeping them alive. So they would smell their chunari day after day. He said he would come back. He said he's coming back in a few days. 1 year, 2 years. So this is the situation, how much suffering they experienced. Nothing could be more unbearable to Radha than separation from Krishna. So now Uddhava has come to Vrindavan with a message to, because Krishna was supposed to go back to Vrindavan, and sometimes someone may say, I'm going to China, I'll be back in 3 days. So then a week or so, two passes, and no call and no return. And so people may wonder, well, where are you? Because you said you would be coming in a few days, and have you been arrested, or are you in a hospital, or are you dead, or what's the news? Kya samachar? Kya hua? What happened? So then, Uddhava, you should take a message. I give you a message for the gopis. Send a message doesn't take long to convey. But more than delivering a message, Krishna wanted Uddhava to learn something about Vrajaprem. What is the intensity of the love of Yashoda and Nanda and the cowherd boys? And finally, the unlimited depth of the gopis' attachment and sweet love for Krishna. He wanted them to experience it. So he sent him to the school of love, Brajadam. And then, and now, and in all times, Vrindavan is always the school of love. Vrindavan is the school of love. This is where one comes when he wants to learn to love. And when one learns to love, then he can leave this school of love and enter the field of love. The field of love is Boma. Boma means field, land. Boma Vrindavan. When you receive your degree from the school of love, then you can enter the field and begin your practice, right? You get your degree from the school, then you can begin your practice as a doctor in the field. I think they say, I'm in the field now. So the field is the Lila Bhumi, Lila Kshetra. So Boma Vrindavan is where we, when we graduate, we practice loving service there. It's called Radha Govinda Prem Seva. So he wanted Uddhava to learn something in the school of love. And there are many professors there in the school of love in Vrindavan. Yashoda is a professor. There's also women's lib there. There's lady professors. Yashoda is a professor. Nanda is a professor. Subal, Sridham. Dinishta Sakhi is a professor. Lita. And who is the dean of the, who is the dean of the school of love? Who is the chancellor of the school? Radha. In fact, it's her school. She started. It's R I S L. Radharani's International School of Love. R I S L. Radharani's International School of Love. And anyone can come to Vrindavan from any nation of the world, and they live here in Vrindavan, they serve here in Vrindavan, and they learn to love Vrindavan. And they get a t-shirt. When you graduate the first year, you're given a t-shirt. I love Vrindavan. And the second year of school, then you're given a Govardhan Shila. Then the third year, I like this. So obviously this is just some play that we're describing something this way, but it's true. So Uddhava came to deliver a message. So as you know, when a courier comes to your door to deliver a message, he doesn't stay very long. He may like to, if you're beautiful, and he's a little lusty, but you know, you'll tell him to go on his merry way. So he came as a messenger, a courier, Uddhava, to give a message. So what's the message? So it should take a few days. So how long did he stay in Brajadam? 10 months. Almost a year. So he stayed for 10 months. He couldn't pull himself away. Krishna was wondering, I didn't get any return receipt from my courier. I paid money for this service. I sent my message. I don't even know if my message has been delivered or not. I haven't received the return receipt. Right? There's some return receipt. And moreover, I called the courier company, asked them what happened to the courier, and they said, we don't know what happened to that guy. We sent one of our workers is Uddhava, and we sent Uddhava there. We lost track of him. He merged in Vrindavan. He became lost in Vrindavan. So now, finally, somehow he was able to graduate to some extent from the school, Radharani's, the RISL, Radharani's International School of Love. And now he had some type of diploma, understanding, at least theoretical, like most education is theoretical until we put it into practice. So he has some theoretical education of prema, braja prema. So he's returning, so then is there any return message? So Krishna sent a message to Radharani. Oh, my dearly beloved, I'm coming soon. I just have to secure Mathura and my relatives and knock off Jarasandha and Shishupal and a few other miscreants. And I'm surely coming right back. So now, what will Radharani reply to this? How will she reply? Srupa Goswami gives a message which seems interesting. She says, O Shyam, you do not have to come back to Braj. If your coming back to Braj will cause you any difficulty or embarrassment, then there's no need for you to return. Now, this is the most unusual message that Radharani sent to her dearly beloved Prananath, her Praneshwara. But prananatas tu seva na paraha ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam darshanam mamatam karotiva yata tata va viridanti lampato. But prananatas tu seva na paraha. This discussion of Mahabhava is all about ashtayam sarana, which is the last and highest form of nam bhajan taught in bhajan rahasyam. And it's talking very much about this Mahabhava in Sambhog. Now here, one would think that Radharani would write, O Shyam, please return immediately. We are dying in your absence. We cannot eat. We cannot drink. We cannot sleep. We cannot breathe. We cannot think. We cannot do anything without you. Please come back. But she didn't say that. She said, we don't want you, you better stay there because maybe you'll be embarrassed when you come back or it may cause you some difficulty or inconvenience. Now you've become accustomed to the royal life. Your father is a king. Vasudeva is a king, a kshatriya, and his mother, Devaki, is a queen. And now he's, Kamsa's finished, and so he's reinstated in his palace with all his accoutrements of royalty and comfort, and Krishna's right there, the Yuvaraj, with the king, enjoying high society life. The high society girls of Mathura, the cultured, sweet, poetic speech, and no crude behavior, and no heavy words, dirt, lumpat, kapat. No, both very sweet and soothing and extremely diplomatic statements, which is the standard of city life. But in the village, they tell it like it is. You stupid, you cheater, liar, Kalanka, you black person, your heart is as black as your face. Get out from here. But in the city, everything is, I'm okay, you're okay, hi, hi, how are you, fine, how are you, fine. But in the country, in the village, it's something different. How am I, how would I feel? That is straight, village life is straight. The gopis are cowherd damsels, a Braj. They don't know how to be anything but real. They don't know how to do anything but shoot straight and speak straight from the heart. There's no filter. There's no social filter. There's no etiquette meter that they measure and weigh their statements and retorts and replies to their beloved. If they feel hurt, they say, "I'm hurt. You hurt me." They don't want to see Krishna. They say, "Get out. I never want to see you." They don't say, but in the city, you don't want to see someone. They come to see you. You say, "Hello, welcome, sit down." You can't stand the person and they don't want to see them at all. "Oh, well, please sit down. You have some." "You dirty dog, I can't stand you." And under your breath, you're saying, I hate this guy. I don't want it. You know, wish I could just throw him off the building. You know? "Oh, hello, yes, please sit down." And the gopis, if they're happy, they smile. If they're sad, they cry. If they're angry, they frown. If they're insulted, they curse you. If you step on them, they curse you. Like children, there's no rehearsal. They don't rehearse their behavior. Adults, everything is rehearsed. Unbearable suffering for the happiness of Shyam. This is Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhav. This is a characteristic of this. Now, the third characteristic of this Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhav, says causing sorrow to the entire world. Because this Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhav, is experienced in separation. In separation from Krishna, all the worlds, including Vaikuntha, are struck with a unique wave of sorrow. Why unique? This is very interesting, because we're saying that this Mahabhav, it causes sorrow to the entire world. In other words, when Krishna is separated from Radha, it goes that to that extent. When Radha develops Mohan, when Radha develops and cultivates and rises to the state of Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhav, in separation from Krishna, it affects everything. Just like if India goes to war, well, everybody in India is affected somehow or other. From the richest to the poorest, they will feel the pinch, and to different degrees. Food and this and that, and freedom and movement and convenience and comfort and luxuries and so many things. So all the worlds, including Vaikuntha, are struck. Why unique? Because this Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhav, is essentially delightful, because it's about love. It's not about hatred or it's about love. It's essentially delightful since it arises from Ladini Shakti Radharani. Radharani is Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti, what does it mean? It means the sorrow potency. Ladini means the sadness potency. Ladini means the bliss potency, joy, satisfaction, fulfillment. Rad means satisfaction. And Radha means worship. So one who satisfies one with their worship is called Radha. Because R-A-D-H, shortly, Rad means satisfaction. That's why we say Aparad. Aparad means to dissatisfy, the holy name, behavior which dissatisfies. Aparad means no rud, no satisfaction. Arud, it takes away, or aprud, or arud. It's delightful because it arises from Radharani, because she's the embodiment of Ladini Shakti, which functions solely to cause delight. So this is very interesting. Radharani is the reservoir of bliss. She's a source of bliss for Krishna and the entire world. And she's delight personified. She's joy and happiness personified. So if anything falls into an ocean, then it gets wet, because it takes on the quality of its surrounding. So everything emanating from bliss must be blissful. Even pain is blissful. Blissful pain. Obviously, it's some transcendental experience or celestial phenomenon. So now they explain more. This Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhava, is sort of like, the one in Shorya said, it's sort of like poison nectar. Very interesting. Poison nectar. Nectar is amrit, and poison is vish. Poison nectar. That is, thus, Radha's Mohan, Adiruddha Mahabhava, sends a wave of sweet sorrow through the universe. When Radharani enters this deep state of intense love and separation that rises to this pitch and expresses so many symptoms, and physical and emotional and mental changes in her body and self, that wave goes throughout, it sends a sweet wave of sorrow throughout the universe. Then Krishna's Kaviraj, he explains something about this Mohan Adiruddha Mahabhava. It is like hot sugar cane juice, garam gana ras. It's too sweet to resist and too hot to drink. Too sweet to resist and too hot to drink. It's boiling. But you sip it. It's very sweet and very specially sweet. And I want to gulp it down. If I do, I'll burn my throat. So it's like poison nectar. So tomorrow we'll continue with some more of the qualities of Mohan Adiruddha Mahabhava. Bhajan Rahasyam Ki Jai.